Leadership Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning, God. Grace, mercy, everlasting God to everlasting God. We come before your presence this morning, God. Reaching up, Father, and reaching out. Not knowing, oh God, what will befall us today. Not knowing, oh God, which way we'll have to turn today. Not knowing, oh God, what's in our future that will be affected by our past. But this morning, Father, we give you glory, O Lord. Honor, thank you, Lord, and praise. Thank you, God. All praises, good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, oh Lord, we come to say thank you for another day, oh Lord. Good morning to the people of God this morning. We bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name this morning. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, people. This morning, thank you, God. Amen. Good morning, people of God. Amen. This morning, we are made perfect in his weakness. Amen. Amen. We are made perfect in God's weakness. Amen. And we are dealing with a little technical difficulties. We don't know if it's Facebook or it's us, but we're going to press through this. We're going to strive and go past. Amen. We're going to just keep moving. But we are made perfect in weakness. Thank you, Lord. We are made perfect in weakness. Word of God in 2 Corinthians. Really, Christ says, amen. Let's fix that. That he is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and we're looking at the first through the 10th verses this morning of 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to share that from the NIV version this morning. The word of God says, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know. But God does. I know that this man was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. The 9th and 10th verses says this, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. My grace is sufficient, Christ said, for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness, perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why the 10th verse says, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. When I am weak, then I am strong. Perfect in weakness. You already know I'm going to look at a couple of these words and kind of do a short word study. And so we make sure we understand what we're getting this morning. First of all, we already talked about grace. We know grace. Sufficient means it's enough. It's adequate. It will take care of what we need to be taken care of. But we really want to look at these words, perfect. Perfect and weak or weakness. Perfect, having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics, as good as it is possible to be, my Lord, as good as it is possible to be. Having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it is possible to be. That's perfect. Perfect in weakness. Remember, Christ said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power, that's Christ speaking, is made perfect in weakness. Let's look at the word weak or weakness for a moment. Lacking the power to perform physically demanding tasks. Lacking the power, this is what the dictionary gives us, to perform physically demanding tasks. Well, I'm going to take it a step further and say it's lacking the power to perform any type of task, be it physical, mental, emotional weakness. Anybody agree with me on that? Lacking strength and energy, that's weakness. Liable to break or give away under pressure, my God. Easily damaged, it says. Weakness, my Lord. Weakness. Thank you, God. A weakness, if we look at it as a thing, a weakness is when a person or thing that one is unable to resist, it's a person or a thing that one is unable to resist or likes this thing excessively. So weakness, you see, can be a verb or it can be a noun. Perfect in what? In weakness. Well, when we're weak, you see, Christ again said, in that 9th verse, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Thank you, Lord. When we talk about being weak, we tend to always think that it's a negative thing. But here Christ says, my grace is sufficient for you. And you have to understand what Paul was going through, thank you, Lord, during those first few verses, amen? He was holding back on sharing his vision, amen? But when he began to share the vision, he made sure that the people didn't turn in such a manner to him because he had the vision. Amen. See, some of us, when we get visions or God uses us in certain ways, we get above ourselves. We get beyond ourselves. And so he wanted to remain humble in this thing. So even when we look at how he shared about his vision, he shared it almost in third person. Come on, God. And he shared it in such a way, he said, even if I should boast, I won't be a fool, because what I'm speaking is the truth. Amen. But one of the things he says, I'm going to refrain from that, because I don't want anybody to think more highly of me than I am. My God. We never know exactly what the thorn was that was put in his flesh, but he says that there was a thorn in his flesh. It was given to him, a messenger of Satan. See, sometimes when we're going through things and we receive that message from Satan, is dealing with us in different ways, and it comes to torment us, amen? Three times he said, I pleaded with the Lord to take this thorn out of my flesh. There used to be a song, there are thorns in my flesh I can't seem to overcome. And these thorns in my flesh just keep on hindering me. Thank you, God. Lord, I really want to be, oh my God, set free from those thorns in my flesh. But Christ said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That weakness, Paul received that thorn in his flesh, and it began to cause him some issues, amen? But he pushed past, even though he was pleading to God to remove it. And sometimes, when we are going through things, when we've got that thing that's causing us to become weak, you see, and we become weak spiritually, we become weak physically, we become weak mentally, we become weak emotionally, Christ says, my grace is sufficient for you. So when you're asking God to bring you out of this thing, remember, his grace is sufficient. He didn't take that thing off of him right away. He doesn't always take those things off of us right away. Perfect in weakness. Christ becomes perfect in our weakness, my God. Thank you, Lord. Weak, lacking the power to perform. When you become weak, you can't do what you used to do. You may go through a sickness that causes you to become weak. No matter which kind of sickness it is, it hinders your normal operation. And so then you're kind of off sync. You're kind of discombobulated. You can't get this together and you can't get that together. But Christ says that he is made perfect. He is made perfect in our weakness. When you're weak, we don't like to be seen as weak. We don't like to be weak because we are not in control. You see, when we give up, God is in control. When we're weak, our flesh can't fight the God in us. Amen. When we become weak in that flesh, so that our spirit man can become stronger. Amen. Sometimes our flesh has to be pulled back. Our mentality has to be retrained. Come on, God. And our spiritual man has to step up. When we're weak, when God's power shows up in weak people, things begin to happen. You see, when we're weak, we're not running the show. When we're weak, we set ourselves aside. We are moved out of the way. Amen. Sometimes we get in our own way, and we might need to become just a little weak and bring it down. Sometimes we hinder God's blessings because we want to be strong. We want to be in charge. We want to do this and we want to do that. But we neglect and forget that it is God who sustains us. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. So we don't need to be in control. God is in control, perfect in weakness. When God's power shows up in weak people, things happen. Things change. The underdog gets the upper hand. Come on. The misused and abused are able to stand. Amen. When God's power shows up in the weakness of, in the weakest of people, things begin to happen. Amen. That person who was silent all the time is now beginning to speak. And because they're speaking, people are listening. Oh my God, when God's power shows up in weak people, those who have been silent again, they now know that it's time to speak. Oh my God, the word says to everything there is a season and to every purpose under the heaven. You see, there's a time to be weak so that God can be made strong. There's a time to back off so that God can step up and step out. There's a time to lay dormant so that God is the one who is moving. Amen. Don't forget this either, that at the name of Jesus, you see, demons tremble. So when we become weak, we tend to call on Jesus just a little more. When things begin to hold us down and make seems like it's too heavy for us to lift up, we begin to call on Jesus for help. And those very thorns in our flesh that were holding us, that were sent by the, oh my God, angels of Satan, the straight up demons, when those things begin to hold us, to mess us up, hatred wells up in us. Come on, God. Jealousy and envy sometimes. Come on, God. Oh my God. Even the fact that we feel sorry for ourselves. Pity is a weakness. Amen. But when we become weak, he says, his power is made perfect, amen, in weakness. So if I'm weakness, then God's power becomes perfect in me. So see, this morning, weakness is not a negative, amen. Weakness for me this morning means that I become humble, that I can sit back, relax, and allow God to do what God is going to do. That I can release the worries, amen, and trust God in every situation and circumstance. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 12, let me read 9 and 10 again. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Paul speaking now. I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. It's okay to talk about being weak. It's okay to say, I don't know it all. It's okay to recognize and to acknowledge that you are not the smartest apple in the bunch. Amen. That you are not the one that's on top. Amen. Thank you, God. Because when you become so powerful that you feel like you're the one that's running things, amen. Thank you, Lord. You become that way. Thank you, God. You become in such a place that you think you know more than God. You don't have any weakness. I'm not going to be weak. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to stay strong. I'm going to trust, oh my God, myself. I'm going to trust my colleagues. I'm going to trust my family. I'm going to do this for them. I'm going to do that for them. When you become so strong that you are totally in control, I'm here to tell you, his power cannot be made strong in you. Thank you, Lord. So here we go. That 10th verse says, that is why. For Christ's sake, I delight in weakness. Somebody say, I delight in weakness. I dare you. I delight in insults. I delight in hardships. I delight in persecutions. I delight in difficulties. Why? For when I am weak, when I'm going through my weaknesses, when I'm dealing with the insults, when I'm facing the hardships, when I've had to hear the persecution, and when things are hard and difficult for me, when I am going through those things, I am weak, therefore I am strong, because I'm able to be sustained through the blood of Jesus Christ. See, while you're breaking me down, let me take this to the devil. While you're breaking me down, somebody needs this morning. Christ is yet building me up, perfect in weakness. While you're posting your post and saying your say, Christ is yet building me up. Come on, God. I see you, devil. You got to sometimes look the enemy in the face. I see you, and God sees your demons. While you're trying to lash out, guess what? Christ is yet, oh, building me up. Because every dart and arrow that you throw, and if it begins to ping off me, it's not going to pierce me, you see. Because while you're trying to break me down and make me weaker, you're causing Christ in his power to become stronger. Amen? Perfect in weakness. You're perfecting my life. Thank you, God. In the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So go ahead and bring it, devil. Bring the insults. You know, people have talked about me all my life. But while they were yet tearing me down, I now know God was building me up. When it was causing me to feel some kind of way, it pushed me to call on God more. Amen. When my back was against the wall, I felt friendless. Come on, this is for somebody this morning. I felt like my family wasn't there. Come on, God. God was causing my eyes, my spiritual eyes to open, my spiritual ears to open. I could see God. I could hear God. And oh my God, in my weakness, because I no longer was absorbed in myself. I no longer was absorbed in my flesh. I began to call on the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, those demons that were coming at me, that were coming after me, that were disrespecting me, that were disregarding me. Somebody needs this morning. They didn't even understand that the more they came, the stronger I would become, because Christ said, perfect in weakness. Come on, God. Somebody give God a praise right there for me. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. While people are talking about you, this old song that came back to me was God Favors Me. And it's not that long ago, but it's pretty been around a while. Let me tell you that for me, songs, and if you don't have a song, you need to get you a song. You need to get you a few songs, I'm going to tell you. And many of us, here I go with the hymns again. Go back to those hymns. But there are so many songs that at the point in my life that I was dealing with a specific thing, God sent that song just like he sends the word. And at that specific time, what that song was saying was directed right at me. It was uplifting or it was tearing down. But the stuff it was tearing down was the stuff that needed to go. Amen? God favors me. That same demon that looked in my face and identified themselves as a culprit. This is how the devil operates. He will look you in your face. He knows. He wants you to know, I'm the one that's trying to take you out. He wants you to know, I'm the one that's persecuting you. Well, demon, while you looking in my face, I'm praying that God has mercy on you, because I already know God favors me. Y'all got to get this mentality this morning. So it doesn't matter how they come. You already know they're lying on you. You already know the stuff they're not saying is true. But even on the other hand, it might be some stuff you've done that they are saying that is true. Oh, well, God favors me. I've given that up to the Lord. Come on, somebody needs this morning. Don't hold fast to the stuff of the past that's detrimental and damning to you. But hold fast to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Satan can't do anything with me when I'm weak. Oh, God. See, we sometimes think that when we begin to be pressed, have to feel the pressures of life. Oh, my God. We tend to feel that the devil has upper hand, but he doesn't. Because when we are made weak, Christ is made strong. Thank you, God. Oh, my goodness. Matthew 5:10 reminds us of this. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So if they've been coming after you, daughter, they've been coming after you, mother, they've been coming after you, my sister or my brother, they've been coming for you. They've been persecuting you because you're trying to live differently, because you're trying to change, because you're trying to live right. You're trying to come out of that family that won't acknowledge God. Somebody needs this morning. You're trying to come out of that relationship that won't acknowledge God. Somebody needs this morning. You're trying to, oh God, hold up the bloodstained banner. You're trying all you can to do what God wills for you to do. And they're steady trying to tear you down. But let me tell you, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Let them call you everything but a child of God, because you know you are a child of God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. All they're doing is helping you make your reservation. Oh, my God. All they're doing is getting the confirmation number for you. Come on, Jesus. So guess what? Bring the hardships. But the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. You're trying to force my hand, and God is steadily holding my hand. The devil will walk up in your face and try to provoke you. Don't let him do it. Don't respond. If he sends you messages that you know are not of God, don't respond. Block them, drop them, whatever you need to do. Bring the hardships. Come at me, my God. Bring the hardship, but the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. My family going through right now. That's for somebody. But guess what? It's okay. Because long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Long-suffering means you're able to be endured. You're able to be steadfast. Long-suffering doesn't mean that you're just going through something for a long time just for the cause of going through. You'll have long-suffering. You have long-suffering. It means you can be sustained. It means that you're able to trust God. It means that you're able to call on the name of Jesus. Bring the persecution. Go ahead. I already told you. Set me up to be made free. John 8, 29 through 32 says this. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you this morning. We give you glory now. Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do, God. We give you glory this morning, Lord. John 8, 29 through 32, and this is the King James Version, says this. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Keep that word right there, indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the word of God don't say like Esther said on Fred Sanford, set me free. It says, the truth shall what? Make you free. The truth shall make you free. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. And you shall know the truth. Thank you, Lord. And the truth, it says, shall make you free. Go ahead. You're setting me up to be made free. The hardships, the persecution. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. The difficulties, the insults, setting me up to be made free. Because when I know the truth, which the truth is Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. When I know the truth, I'll be made free. Amen? When I know the truth, you want to tell me about myself? Go ahead. Make me know who I am. Because when I know the truth shall make me free. And let me just talk about that for a minute. When we recognize the truth about who we are, when we recognize the truth about how we are, when we recognize the truth about how we've been, who we've been, guess what? The devil can't do anything with it. But what it can do for you is make you free. You see, when you accept the truth about what you've done, if you've done wrong, when you accept the truth about who you've slandered, if you've slandered somebody, when you accept the truth that you're the one that did that, then that thing releases your conscience. Oh, my God. And you shall know the truth. When your conscience is relieved, Jesus Christ is steady working in you. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And you can be perfect in weakness. Let me tell you something. You got to humble yourselves sometimes. You got to make sure you're not the person on the other end. You got to make sure you're not the one that the devil is able to use. You got to make sure you're not Satan's imps. Come on. Because just like God has people he uses, Satan has people he uses as well. That's real this morning. That's real talk this morning. Don't you be used of the devil. You may have been used before. All of us have sinned. Come on. come short of the glory of God. So at some point you were used. At some point you were the culprit. At some point you were the one lying on people. At some point you may have been the one stealing from somebody. At some point you may have been the one jealous, envious, come on, trying to devour. Because you were being used. But oh my gosh, when you stop trying to be used by the devil, see, we're used by the devil, we think we're strong. Look around this world and the things going on, the stuff and the mess that's going on. Look around this world at the killings that are taking place. Look around this world at the injustices that are happening. Those people think they are strong. Think about it. They think they're in control. Come on. So guess what? They're being used by the devil, but it's just temporary. It's temporary. It's not going to last, guys. It's not going to last. It's not going to last because that word indeed, I told you, look at that word indeed, indeed. My God, word of God says this right here. Who is free in Christ is free indeed. Oh, my God. Who is free in Christ is free indeed, indeed. Used to emphasize a statement or response confirming something already suggested. It confirms. He who is free in Christ is free indeed. It's confirmed. He who is free in Christ, oh my God, doesn't have to worry about the bondage of the world. Come on. Doesn't have to worry about the difficulties of the world. So bring the difficulties. And every day I'm going to speak over my household. I'm going to speak over my life. And I'm going to share this one with you. You can take this one with you. This day, shall I walk in your perfect peace? Come on, God. For greater, oh God, are you in us than he that is in the world. You better speak that over your children, over your husband, over your wife, over your household this day. When things seem like they're getting riled up and you getting, oh my God, you want to be strong. You want to flare. You want to fight. That's you trying to be strong. But I'm telling you, you're made perfect in weakness. Back down. Back down. Don't be beaten. Back down. Back down, because when you are, oh my God, his power is made perfect in weakness. God will strike the enemy before he can even touch you. I dare you to believe that this morning. This day shall I walk in your perfect peace, for greater are you in me than he that is in the world. Let me tell you, when I've been confronted by the devil, I'm in my spirit. This day shall I walk in your perfect peace. Because see, I'm ignoring the devil and I'm talking to God. For greater are you in me than he that is in the world. Oh my God, if my life got to go because of righteousness' sake. Oh my God, if I got to be persecuted because of righteousness' sake. If I got to be beaten, oh God, for righteousness' sake, God. I know one day, God, that you, oh God, you're going to repay. You're going to repay. The recompense is coming. I don't have to fight the battles. He said, if I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. I already know the victory is mine. He already said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Come on, God, perfect in weakness. So no matter what the struggle is, and I know the struggle is real, no matter what the fight is about, no matter what they're bringing, no matter how they're coming, you're made perfect in weakness. Weakness doesn't mean that you won't overcome. Weakness doesn't mean, oh my God, that you're going out funny. It doesn't. But what it means is that when you allow God to be your strength, allow God to fight the battles, allow God to see what God is going to say. So you can't engage. Don't engage the enemy. I'm telling you. Don't engage him. When he throws something at you, you don't have to come back at him. And let me tell you, he's perplexed by your silence sometimes. Word of God says to everything, there is a season. And to every purpose under the heaven, there is a time to be silent. He's perplexed by your silence sometimes. See, let me just share this, and we're almost done. Come on, God, perfect in weakness. I don't know why God has taken me here with conversation. And I guess because there's so much conversation out there. And we jump into this one, and we jump into that one, and we like this one, and we love that one. or we engage the enemy. The enemy puts out something stupid, and I'm just going to call it what it is. Says something to provoke the people of God. Where's the church in all this? What are they doing in all this? Are you in the church, devil? What are you doing, devil? Come on, Jesus. You don't have to defend. You don't have to defend the cross. The cross is already defended. And the cross is what defends us. You don't have to defend when you know you are free in Christ and free indeed. You don't have to defend your integrity and your honor. You don't have to do that because God's got that. I've been called many a things by many a people. I didn't open my mouth, didn't say a mumbling word. But I'm going to tell you, I've lived long enough. Lived long enough, I'm telling you, to see God take some folks out. Take some folks out for bothering me. Amen? I'm not saying he killed them, but I watched them go down. Those very same people. And I prayed and asked God to have mercy. But God's going to do what God's going to do. Some of them he had mercy on. And had them to come back. Come on, Jesus. Perfect in weakness. They thought because I began to get quiet and stop fighting. They thought because I was no longer boisterous trying to scare folks with my voice. They thought because I became humble in God that I became weak. But let me tell you, I'm stronger now than I've ever been. I'm perfect in, oh my God. In weakness. So it may hurt. It may mess you up for a minute. But let me tell you that God is still on the throne. That mother whose child was shot down. That father whose son didn't come home. I'm here to tell you. Become weak in God. Relinquish it, give it to him. You can't fight the battle, or else you find yourself in the same place that that child is in. You can't fight the battle. We cannot fight this carnal, earthly, worldly spirit carnally. We got to fight it spiritually. In the name of Jesus, we can't change what's going on in this world. We can't even change it with our votes. And somebody doesn't like that. We can't change it because our votes have to be preceded by our prayers and supplication. They have to be preceded by God. They have to be, oh my God. And no matter which way God tells you to go to vote, what you need to understand is this. Even when you've done your part, God is still in control. Even if the election doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go, God is still in control. I have these last two words for you. Pharaoh and revelation. That's it. Pharaoh and revelation. That's it. Look around this world. Look at your leadership. Look at this country. Look at your leadership. Pharaoh and revelation. Come on, God. Hardened hearts, hardened spirits. Oh my God, false teachings, but they're flocking to it. The word of God tells us there's going to be a great falling away. You think that that person you was just communicating with, that you were just in worship with, and now all of a sudden they've gone the other way. Come on, in the name of Jesus, the word of God tells us. And we've got to know the word of God. When we understand the word of God, we won't fret ourselves because of evildoers. Neither will we be thine envious of the workers of iniquity. Because the word of God said it shall soon be cut down. God gonna do his thing. So I don't care how bad it looks right now. How awful it feels right now. How horrible it sounds right now. God is in control. And we, oh my God. If we back up. We buckle down. We settle down. We keep still. Be still and know he's God. We do what thus says the Lord. Just press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We be obedient in our spirit. We pray without ceasing our Father. who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us, God, our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, oh God. Father, we ask you to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Why? For thine is the kingdom, in the power and the glory forever, in Jesus' name. Lead us not into temptation. Lead us not. Ask God not to give you a probate mind. Ask God not to let your mind get so caught up in the things that's going on that you run out there, tempted by the devil, to run, thinking you going to do what's right, thinking you going to stand for what's right. Lead us not into temptation. And you mess around and run into evil, but deliver us from evil. Yes, God. Be made perfect in weakness, because Christ said one last time, that ninth verse of 2 Corinthians in the 12th chapter, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, if you know somebody that's going through, tell them that Christ said, my grace is sufficient for you. Whatever it is, it's not enough to break you. He said, I won't put more on you than you can bear. And I'm going to be real with y'all. Sometimes I say, God, I know you won't, but it's a lot right now, God. He knows. He knows it's a lot right now. He told us it was going to be a lot right now. And so we just got to trust him. You got to get in that word. You got to know what God's plan is. See, when you understand God's plan, this stuff won't cause you to lose your mind. When you understand God's plan, you'll know that this was going to be the way it is. Because he said so. You know why? Because man's head is hard. God got to let us go through some things to show us who he is. He had to wash the whole earth. Save 8 people to continue. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is not mocked. And Jesus Christ is yet alive. Amen, and God bless you. Remember, perfect in weakness. Perfect in weakness. Amen, Father, we thank you now for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you to continue to encourage us in our soul. Encourage us in our spirit, God. Hold us, oh God, as only you can. Oh God, when we feel like we need to be strong, we need to be in charge, God, cause us to step back and let God do it. To hold back and allow you, oh God, to go forward in the name of Jesus. We pray for the people right now. Go into every home, every family, oh God. Anything that's out of order, line it up in the name of Jesus. Anything, oh God, that's awry, cause calm and peace, oh God. Create in all of us clean hearts. Renew right spirits in us, God. And help us, oh God, to go from day to day remembering. This day, we're going to walk in your perfect peace. For greater are you in us than he that is in the world. Come on, give God a praise somewhere. Let's go ahead and give him some glory right now. God got us. Amen. I assure you he's got us. Don't you let go. Don't you turn back. Don't you let anybody fool you, because that's what the devil's imps are doing right about now. And they hustling, y'all. They hustling because their time is winding up. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. We give God praise. We thank you again for tuning in with us this morning. And we just bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. Thank you, God. Oh, my gosh. We want to extend an invitation through the Spirit of God that if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, that you release to him right now. The Word of God says, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then I'll be saved. We ask you to confess that this morning. We ask you to believe this morning. What's it going to hurt you to believe? Oh, that's another word. Thank you, Lord. What will it hurt you to believe? Amen. But I promise you, you'll be hurt if you don't. Go ahead and give your hand to Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. On behalf of Rhema, we just ask in the name of Jesus. And we want to say thank you to our covenant partners, to all of our tithers and our offering givers. And we just bless God for you. We ask that if you find this ministry a blessing to you, that you would give. Amen. Rhema, I'm talking to you. Amen. We know that you're going to give. And to those who are tuning in with us, amen, we ask that you go to rhemacfchurch.com and leave an offering. Amen. Leave an offering. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Some people have reached out to me for a Cash App. Amen. And you can contact me because I know you know how to. And we can share that with you. Amen. Amen. We just give God glory this morning. Amen. And we want you to go forward this week, trusting and believing in the one and only true and living God. And as you go, we're not out and about a whole lot, but we're meeting people everywhere. Even when you meet them online, and even when their stuff is horrible, and they just look terrible, and they look like they don't want anything to do with God, remember this. Paul, remember this. Peter, remember this. My God, that every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Until next week, we say amen, amen. You be blessed, stay safe. Shelter in. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnevelle Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.